The December meeting of the Aiken Design Review Board. And the first order is the approval of minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? And if so, can we have a motion to approve it?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All in favor? And it's unanimous. First item under old business has been withdrawn, is that correct?
Correct.
And the first item under new business has also been withdrawn.
Correct.
And so then we start with the second application. Would you please present the application for us?
The first item for your consideration tonight is application number CERH19018. Applicant Bob Keenan requests approval to demolish the rear wing chimney of the house located at 212 South Boundary Avenue Southwest, tax map parcel number 105-1203-001. And as we discussed in the work session, the chimney runs the entire length of the house from the attic to the basement. Previous work several years ago removed several layers of brick on one side of the chimney in the upper levels of the house, leaving the chimney unsupported, and the bricks had begun to fall through the ceiling of the kitchen. This property was constructed in approximately 1920 to 1930 and is a contributing structure in the historic overlay district.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Would you please come forward and state your name and address for the record?
My name is Bob Keenan with Keenan Construction. The address is 149 Pine Needle Road in Aiken.
And would you elaborate for us a little bit on what the proposal is here?
Yeah. I have a very sophisticated model here that I worked on. I tried drawing it through SketchUp and it just got too difficult. Imagine this is the original brick chimney and there's number of chimneys in the house. This one is not in use anymore. It runs through the middle of the kitchen. So if this would be the basement, and this is the structure all the way up through the roof, you know, you've got this part sticking through the roof. There's two flues, so it's a double flue chimney. And at one point, somebody came in, I think in the 80s or the 90s, she explained to me that she had some renovations done. And what they did essentially is this. They cut this out of, this is the countertop in the kitchen, right here. All of this is open because they wanted some more room in the kitchen, and she has this structure still in the kitchen, this brick structure. And, you know, this is the floor. And what has happened is, was there any pictures? Were the pictures that... I have a picture here if it helps anyone. This is looking...
They're in their packets.
Three bricks fell through the sheetrock ceiling about, you know, right here. And when I look up, I can see the top, the cap all the way up. And we've gone into the crawl space between the second and first floor. It's an old house, and you actually have a crawl space. And you can see, through this hole, this brick here that is just cut and unsupported. I mean,
that level is in the crawl space between the first and second floor.
This open space right here, yeah, that's about the crawl space there. You can crawl in here, and you can just see that this is unsupported. I mean, it baffles me how anyone could go in there and do that. Mm-hmm. But you can look up, and you can see all this brick here. And what's happening is, this, I think the stresses on this is causing, and there's evidence in the second floor where she's got cracks about this big in the walls and the ceiling. I believe that chimney is starting to fall, and three bricks have come through so far, and every day there was two pictures, and when she first called me over there, her Corian countertop, it was covered in brick dust. And I thought she had just left it there to maybe show the insurance person or something. And she says, no, I clean it up every day, but crumbling stuff still falls down through this hole, which means there's stuff crumbling up there. So at this point, I think it's a safety issue to have this. I think after all these years, and this structurally unsupported is just not going to stand up, you know. And she's very concerned about it, as she's wondering if the rest of it's going to come down through the ceiling. And I understand the importance of the historic, you know, you can't see this chimney from South Boundary. If you're on Newberry, you can kind of see it through the trees, but it's a non-functioning chimney. It never functions as long as there's no hearth or anything. It's just a brick structure that runs from the basement up to the roof.
So our guidelines suggest that chimneys should not be removed. So is there any practical way of saving the chimney?
I mean, it would have to be, you know, gone back in and structurally supported at some point, and structural members put back into the kitchen, which there's really not room to do. And I guess I don't understand the intent of the ordinance, obviously to preserve it, but is it to preserve it for just aesthetics, or is that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And certainly, like I said, I certainly understand that you can't even really see it from the outside. It's on the kind of the back side of the house, and it's non-functioning, and you can't see it. And it's a big safety issue, as stuff is.
Is any consideration given to rebuilding it from the foundation up?
No.
Why not?
It was taken out at one point like this, and then the kitchen remodeled around this, you know, open space.
Mm-hmm.
So going back and putting this in would leave, you know, a considerable short space between other countertops that have been, you know, put in there.
Do you by any chance have a picture of the kitchen?
I have the picture that I submitted, but not of a full countertops and everything like that. I don't have that. Now, some of it, well, it's only on the interior. Some of it has to stay on the interior, but I know that doesn't matter in this context because there is some utilities that run up from the basement to the second floor, and they enclosed the chimney. They ran it, this is the chimney, they ran the utilities up here and then kind of boxed it in. So there will be a part of it that stays in the kitchen. You know, it'll be a wall about this thick and, you know, yay deep, but it's really not her desire to rebuild and put back, you know, this hole here. That's on the interior, but the biggest thing right now is it's a major safety issue, and in my opinion as a builder, there's major stresses on the interior walls and ceiling of the second floor where this chimney runs through, and I can see cracks like this in the plaster in the walls. I believe that chimney is starting to lean and put stresses on the roof structure that it's touching. And I'd hate to get a call that, you know, the rest of it came down crashing through her ceiling and causing more damage to the structure or to her.
Other questions? Well, thank you very much. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Okay. So it's back to the board. Is there a motion?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion that we approve application H19-018. I feel like the chimney is a safety issue, and resupporting it would be extremely impractical, and it would greatly alter the use of the space below, and due to its very limited visibility, and the fact that it doesn't actually contribute to any kind of symmetric feature on the exterior of the house, I think it would not be, have that much of an impact as some chimneys might on a contributing property.
Right. I second that.
Discussion.
You know, I think it's unfortunate that they went in earlier and removed part of a structural element, which does lead to an outside visible feature of the home. I think that was extremely short-sighted. But now that we are where we are, I agree with the motion completely. We really don't have a choice.
Yeah, I think that wouldn't be for removing chimneys because they do contribute considerably. But
right.
Given all these factors, it kind of worked out. Well, I think it'd be okay.
Right.
Well, I'm slightly torn by this, but I think you gentlemen are very persuasive. any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
No.
The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Keenan.
Hurry up. I'm worried about her safety.
Madam Secretary, the next application, please.
The next item for your consideration is application number CER H19-020. Applicant Carol Loughborough requests approval of a new chimney to be constructed at the rear of the house located at 1039 Hayne Avenue Southwest, tax map parcel number 104-1920-003.
Is the applicant present? Would you please step forward and state your name and address for the record?
Thank you. My name is Carol Loughborough. The application is for 1039 Hayne Avenue, Southwest.
And would you just give us a brief, I know we've talked about it in the work session, but we'd like to get your remarks on the record here.
Okay. This application is for the addition of a chimney that would be added at the rear portion of the house. I guess that would be the east side of the house. And it would be constructed of the same siding material the exterior would be. It's going into what would probably be considered a third bedroom now, which I would be using as a den. It would be a wood-burning fireplace with triple wall piping on the inside. It would sit on a footing. The interior of it would be covered, lower portion of it would be concrete block, and it would be covered with the same lattice work that is currently covering the bottom portion of the porch. The cap would be copper. There would be also be a copper cricket for proper drainage there. The cap probably in 2 feet, 2.5 feet maximum of the chimney itself would be seen from the street. I believe the point was made in the work session that if you're going to add a chimney, it shouldn't be obvious. It should blend in with the surroundings. I believe that the use of the siding that matches the house in the same color as the house would make it fall within those guidelines.
Thank you, ma'am. And you presented us this in the work session.
Yes, ma'am. And that is the actually shows the cap itself, the copper cap.
Can we make this
and
an
the
sorry.
Copper and it has the cricket at the bottom.
Make that an exhibit.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. Any questions from the board? All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody who would like to speak about this application?
Thank you very much. John McMichael, 1103 Hayne. I'm on the west side adjoining the applicant, and I just wanted to say I've gone over the proposed changes that she wants to make. I'm fully supportive of it, and think it will certainly be a big addition, and she'll be a good addition to the neighborhood. So we just ask for you to give a positive response to this, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to speak? Okay, it's back to the board. Do we have a motion?
I'll make one. So I'd like to motion that we approve the application as written. And that's it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I do think it's a reasonable use of the house to put a chimney in here, and like the applicant said, doing it out of the materials that are similar to the siding, I think is the best, most appropriate way to do that. And it seemed like an appropriate request.
It's not contributing, so it's really, it's removable, blends in.
And it's not pretending to be
right.
Historic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments, discussion? All right, all in favor? The motion carries. Thank you, ma'am, and welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Our next application, please.
The final item on the agenda is special tax assessment application number tax 023. Applicant Arthur Bremer requests final approval of restoration work at 607 Colleton Avenue Southeast for the purpose of the special tax assessment for historic properties. Tax map parcel number 12109-10001. And a continuance has been requested for this. Mr. Bremer, the applicant, anticipates that work should be done to a point that would be appropriate for you all to do the final walkthrough by the January meeting, but he cannot guarantee that. So,
would he like to, you know, delay this till February?
I think February should be ample time. Alternatively, if you want to go ahead and continue until January, and then
he could ask again for another
continuance.
I think we should probably do that.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion to continue this application to January.
Second. Discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Is there any other business to come before the board?
We'll reach out. Staff will reach out to you all to confirm the walkthrough. If that is amenable to everyone, to do it as we intended to in December, right before the work session. If January works, then we'll get in touch with you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Mm-hmm. All in favor? The motion carries. You're adjourned.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's supposed to work, isn't it? It's the way it's supposed to work. Lucy gets your door from there.
That's that whip.
Somebody's, there's an empty briefcase here.
Oh, really?
About ticking.
That's shady.
That's
being rigged.
Yeah, that's shady.
That's
empty.
That's not funny nowadays.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too happy if it was. I might take that personally.
I'll move it back into the.
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess the city council here, were they here last week?
Yes, it was last week. So last week in planning commission. No, sorry, not planning commission. The design review, and I know it's not Larry's.
City council was not here last week. I mean, he was not here yesterday.
Last week.
Who was our second on the... tax assessment.
I couldn't tell who got it.
Oh, the continuing for the tax assessment, who was our second?
For which one?
The last one, the tax assessment.
Okay, so
special tax assessment was
the continuance. I was trying to remember.
Stewart was the primary.
I think Ben was the second.
Ben again? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Don't need another.
Oh, I have probably two copies at least in my house. But I just.
You didn't have one?
My husband